This is the self-instructional method, or as an acronym, SIM, S-I-M, brought to you by Tactical Composure. In this method, and in this exercise we're doing right now, what we're really doing is front-loading your mind with a prepared way of responding when something happens that's likely to trigger tension in you. So we may become familiar with the things that trigger our tension over time. Something that someone says, something that someone does. It may be a situation that didn't go the way we'd planned, or a particular type of event when it occurs. We can predict it will happen again. And from knowing ourselves and our typical reaction, we know that it's something that we do experience tension from. Maybe tense and red thoughts, or we feel it in our body as well. So the self-instructional method gets us to think about that situation first, to record it, to think it through specifically. What is the situation that occurs? What is the thought that occurs in my mind? How do I feel? And what do I typically do? So it might be car cuts me off in traffic as this specific situation. My thought is, I can't believe this happened again. My feeling could be tension, and my behavior might be that I tailgate. So I know this is going to happen again, probably in the near future as well. So the self-instructional method says, okay, things will happen. Let's get you on a different track. Next time this happens, how will you deliberately react to it? And we turn that into a response in a way that meets your values and meets your goals. So that looks like this. Next time someone cuts me off in traffic, I will do ABC. So for this example, I will put my foot on the brake, slow down a little bit, let them in. I will not yell. I will see this as something that happens. I may beep my horn only once, and then I'll focus on driving safely. So this self-instructional method has me deliberately thinking what I will do, what I will say or think or not do. But it's worded positively. This is what I will do versus what I won't do. So if I just said, I won't scream and yell and tailgate, I'm still focusing on what I'd rather do if I was frustrated or feeling tense. So with this self-instructional method, we choose something in the positive. This is what I will do that tends to be safe and calm and assertive. That's likely to feel better later on as well. Now, the beauty of the self-instructional method, or in some ways a simulation, is that we're thinking ahead so that the mind is front-loaded. Next time it occurs, you're more likely to trigger yourself in a positive way and go, ha, here's that situation, and I now have a different way of looking at this, or a different way that I'm going to respond. And you act it out and you see how it goes, and you make some notes on the progress of that. Some situations change very quickly. Others require a number of passes to get that new instruction working for you. Again, another advantage of this technique is that you can identify the common triggers for you, and for each of them, write down what you will do and what you will say and will think versus what you won't do. And front load yourself with that instructional method as well too. So ultimately, the SIM, or self-instructional method, helps you to activate the clear thinking parts of your brain. It basically helps you prepare for and respond assertively to situations that typically trigger tension in you. And as we said before, the mind's front-loaded with a chosen response. It's worded in positive instructional format. It activates that conscious part of the brain and allows you to gain some self-control through practice at noticing and responding differently to the things that trigger you.